Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
We're rolling along here on a wonderful Wednesday. Nick and Ken on the brilliant BetQL Network with you in the hashtag plethora of places. Odyssey.com and the Odyssey app, BetQLnetwork.com and the BetQL app, Odyssey Station nationwide as part of the aforementioned brilliant BetQL Network, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports and Twitch.tv/BetQL. We got an awesome 3 hours still coming your way today on this wonderful Wednesday. Brian Baldinger joins us in 20 minutes talking NFL. Odyssey Sports NFL Insider. Cousin Sal makes his You Better You Bet debut 1 hour from right now. The always entertaining Cousin Sal from Fox Sports, the Extra Points Podcast Network. Sal is awesome. Can't wait to talk to him about the Cowboys and Saints. He's a big Cowboys fan, coming up tomorrow night, and other topics as well. Patrick Stevens talking college hoops as well in hour number three. A little Lockmas along the way. Power hour, final hour, all our bets for tonight. NHL, college hoops, overnights, and the NBA. Speaking of the NBA, that's where we turn our attention to right now with the guest who is absolutely on the You Better You Bet Mount Rushmore. And that is our pal, the one, the only, the great Matt Moore, who is on Twitter at HP Basketball. Does a great job working for our friends over at the Action Network, actionnetwork.com, the Action Network app, and the Buckets podcast. Matt, great to have you back on the show. Hope it was a great Thanksgiving for you and your family. Hope you're feeling well. How you doing here, my friend?
Doing well, man. Glad to be on with you guys again.
Yeah, and Matt, last time we had you on, I know one of the big topics of conversation we had with you, you were before the year and basically every time we've had you on since, kind of all in on the Warriors as a team that you wanted to have futures on. Before the year, you were telling us about them, I know. We talked a little bit about it last time, and you know, curious what your takeaways were from last night's game where Phoenix and Golden State play, best two teams in the league, best two records in the league. They're going to play again in a few days. Devin Booker won't play in that game. Maybe that's part of the analysis here, but Phoenix wins 104-96. I think like a really compelling, competitive, granted low scoring basketball game. Some of your takeaways from that game as we saw the two best teams in the league finally square off.
Yeah, I was on the Warriors last night, +3.5 and had the unders, so split those two. You know, look, I think if you look at that game, you can take two things away. Phoenix is legit, which I did a big post on Action Network talking about. There's nothing you can find in their resume, watching them, going through the clips, doing the data deep dive. There is absolutely nothing that indicates that the Suns are not like legitimate title contenders. Like they're there. Like they are a serious threat to make it out of the Western Conference at the very least. The second is that the Warriors are probably fine. Steph has a bad night shooting, and certainly Mikal Bridges is an excellent defender, but when Steph shoots that badly, you go, okay. And then you have all the turnovers late for Golden State, and you go, okay. So I'm going to be on the Warriors on Friday. Duplex spot, Ken. No Booker. I'm expecting the Warriors to even out that season series. I'll be on them on that game pretty much unless the line is ridiculous. But I do kind of think that last night was, you know, it's not just the probable Western Conference Finals from where we stand right now, I think it's, if you project out, those two teams still look like they have what it takes to get to the playoffs as well. So I think it was an interesting, there's a lot to take away from that game beyond the results going forward for your West futures.
The NBA championship title futures right now at Bet Rivers, Matt, and I'm just going to give you the two teams that played last night. Golden State sitting at plus 550, the Phoenix Suns at 11-1. If you had to bet one of those right now, and I'm not saying you do, but if you had to bet one of those right now, either Golden State at plus 550, Phoenix at 11-1, considering the price, which would you bet and why?
I'd still take Warriors plus 550. I don't like the matchups for the Suns if they get to the finals. Like, I like the West futures, probably the value better on Phoenix right now, based off of the price, because they're still undervalued. I like the title futures a little bit more on the Warriors. Golden State, I think, can bring a little bit more to a matchup with the Bucks. I think they can bring a little bit more to a matchup with the Nets. You know, they can switch a lot and mess with Kevin Durant there. The interior force of Ayton versus the Nets is interesting, but it's less so versus the Bucks because we saw that again last year. Bear in mind that Phoenix being without Dario Saric is a big deal. They don't have a small ball five option. They can't switch all. So there are going to be times when they're going to be vulnerable, and a lot of the teams that would give them trouble play in the Eastern Conference and are going to be at the top of that conference and competing for that East title. So I still go with the Warriors based off of value to win the title, even if I like the Suns as a Western Conference bet.
Matt, I want to ask you about a lot of teams, but the Lakers, I guess, would be the next question, just because, you know, you look at Golden State and Phoenix in the futures market, and they're sort of sandwiched between them is whatever this Lakers team is supposed to be. And, you know, LeBron goes into health and safety protocols. We'll see kind of what the ripple effect of that is, at least for the next week or two. They blow out a Kings team that seems really hapless with Alvin Gentry filling in as head coach. So did we learn anything? The schedule actually doesn't get that much more difficult the next week or two. They play like Orlando and Oklahoma City and more of these teams. Like, where are you kind of at on the Lakers here? Like, how do you see the arc of the rest of the season going? How do you see the arc of the next couple months going in terms of, is this going to just be like a slightly better than 500 team where everybody misses games and we don't know? Are they going to make a stand kind of one way or the other? Are they going to make a trade? What is the next few weeks like look like here for the Lakers?
So there's still plus 450 at Bet Rivers. There's to win the Western Conference. There's a 650 out there floating around that I grabbed a few weeks ago and will only probably get higher. And I'm hoping it gets worse for them because I want to buy in more low on them. A lot of people are already like out. Like, a lot of smart people are just like, nope, I'm out on the Lakers. Just flat out, no. And there is certainly the capacity for this thing to spiral and for them to come completely unglued. I just look at all their problems, and it, to me, it kind of just comes down to, when I've done the look at what their problems are, their biggest issue is their at-rim defense. Like, they're one of the worst teams in the league defending the rim. Does that make any sense with Anthony Davis and Dwight Howard and DeAndre Jordan? Okay. But, like, this team under Frank Vogel to not be able to defend the rim with Anthony Davis, does that make sense? It doesn't. So I think their defense is going to play better. Teams usually get better as they play more with Russell Westbrook and get adjusted to him. And I think that over time, they'll play better. I don't think now is the time to buy in the Lakers. I think it's actually going to get worse because their schedule does get harder, as you mentioned, in the, after this little easy stretch. But I do think there will be a point probably around Christmas to buy low on the Lakers, at least conference title futures, if not title futures outright.
The Lakers 8-1 right now to win the NBA. It feels like a ridiculous line even now. There's 8-1 to win the NBA championship right now at our show sponsor, Bet Rivers. So, Matt, we got your take on the biggest game last night on Tuesday night in the NBA, which was the Suns and the Warriors. There was another really good game last night, and won money on it. I had the Knicks last night, but the Knicks did not end up winning the game. But, you know, just curious, like, how you feel about both the Nets and the Knicks coming out of that game, right, with Kemba Walker out of the rotation now, Julius Randle and Tom Thibodeau complaining postgame about not getting calls. James Harden looks like he's figured it out offensively, drops 34 last night. Durant looks good, just like he always does. How do you come out of that game feeling about the Knicks and the Nets and any betting takeaways in the short or long term for those two teams?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I mean, I think KD's MVP future probably is worth a look at, just because there's so much, you know, there's so much attention on Steph right now. Jokic is going to have a lot of value, but I do think that KD is still kind of lurking. Is like, look, if the Nets just keep doing this, where they don't look impressive, but they win and they win and they win and they win, and you look up and they've got 60 wins at the end of the season, and KD's doing what he's done, like, he's going to be in that conversation. He's going to get votes. He just is. At least in be in the ballot to where you're going to have good hedge value. You know, the Knicks, I like what they're doing a lot in terms of they've gotten better defensively because they've gotten more aggressive. The problem is that that costs you in certain situations, and it cost them in key stretches last night. The Kemba news is a bummer. Could you agree with more with Julius Randle about how ridiculous the explanation he was given is? The league doesn't know how to officiate big guys. That's a problem. The Nets, look, I think the Knicks are solid. I think they're over 40.5. They're going to be solid. They're going to compete every night. But I think this team probably tops out as probably another first round out. The Nets, I continue to look at and go, yeah, good team, really good, going to have a great record. I'm still not sold on their title futures. I'm still not buying them as this, like, juggernaut or sleeping giant. They don't look like that to me. They're just a really – they're a solid team with a lot of weapons and Kevin Durant. But I think there's still weaknesses with the Nets, and you saw some of those versus the Knicks.
Matt, you brought up Jokic briefly as part of kind of your MVP price breakdown. And I think since the last time we had you on, obviously been a little bit of an eventful time for Denver. So, you know, Michael Porter Jr. obviously has his back injury. Now he's going to have surgery and miss the entire rest of the season after signing that extension. Jokic misses all this time, comes back against Miami, wins. He and his brothers are going out clubbing, taking, like, there's Instagram videos after the game, which, like, MVP, like, bottle service, all kinds of stuff going on, basically. And, you know, I guess my question is, the Nuggets played basically the worst basketball imaginable for about 2 weeks when Jokic was out. He is now back. They play the Magic tonight in Orlando. I believe they're about an 8-point favorite right now. Is this team, can this team go on a run? Like, even start winning, putting together a good stretch of basketball now with Jokic back? Like, how do you see the Nuggets next 2 to 3 weeks playing out here until Christmas?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Miami game is kind of proof of, if they've got Jokic, there's a chance that, like, they could beat anybody night to night. I'm still not worried about the Nuggets. In terms of the regular season performance, MPJ takes off their ceiling. But, like, bear in mind, like, the numbers with when Will Barton, Aaron Gordon, and Jokic play together, they are great on the court together. Their problem has been the bench, which is a problem they've found ways to fix, which one was Bones Highland. He's out with COVID. But when they, if they're just able to get healthy for the stretch run and Jamal Murray comes back in February, which he's slated to do, they're going to be in an okay spot. I do want to say, it is not definite he's out the rest of the season, MPJ. I think it's likely he's out the rest of the season. It is not confirmed he's out the rest of the season. So I just want to go ahead and, like, say that just for the record. I don't expect to see him play. It's not impossible to see him play this season. I just, again, would very highly doubt it. I do think the Nuggets are going to be a dangerous team in the playoffs, but you can't bet them until you see what shape they're in come playoff time because they're so injured. PJ Dozier also out with an ACL injury. It's been a nightmare season for the Nuggets, but we're still 5 months away from the playoffs.
God.
don't worry. Only 164 more days until the postseason starts.
A couple more minutes here with our pal Matt Moore from the Action Network on Twitter at HB Basketball. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, You Better, You Bet, Brilliant BetQL Network on this wonderful Wednesday. I can't believe that I'm asking a question about the Sacramento Kings, but here we are. So the Kings get blown out last night by the Lakers without LeBron James. Alvin Gentry saying after the game, the Kings interim head coach after they dismissed Luke Walton, apologizing basically to the organization, to ownership, et cetera, to fans, being like, this is embarrassing. We can't keep playing like this. But, you know, the games keep getting played and they keep playing like that. Kings a full fade for you, Matt, moving forward until they turn this around? Like, how are you approaching Sacramento here?
I mean, I don't have, like, they're not a full fade. I think it's going to be based off of the number. There's some stuff in there that has, it looks worse. Like, their overall record looks better probably than it actually is when you look at it. Like, this game, I think, you know, no PG and they're still dogs is pretty embarrassing from that perspective. I think a lot of it is just going to be, at some point, probably somebody in the minority ownership group will be like, guys, we got to pull the plug here. Like, we just got to do a full teardown. And that takes time, but, you know, Monty McNair is in a position to do that. So we'll see if he's actually able to take ownership and do, and, you know, really tear the team down. If he does, you know, it could be open season and see some major trades of impact players like Fox and Harrison Barnes. But until that happens, they're just going to be kind of stuck in this cycle and they're going to be hard to figure out night to night where they could be like, oh, you know, they didn't look bad. And the next night it's like, oh, no, they're a complete disaster. Really frustrating franchise basically for 20 years.
Oh, that's all.
Fair.
That's when I think it was when Luke Walton was fired. Somebody had the post that despite the fact that he was fired and they were terrible, he had the second best record in like King's history as a coach. It was like
basically since Vlade Divac knocked the ball out to Robert Horry in the Western Conference Final in 2001.
Right. Everything's all been downhill basically from that point forward. Matt, we only have a couple minutes left. I want to ask you about both teams playing in one of the more interesting games tonight. So if you kind of cut the season in half so far, two halves that we've seen, first half, probably most surprising team was Washington, right? First couple of weeks, play outstanding defense, put together this insane record, a lot of close wins. And then second half of the season we've seen so far, Minnesota, actually probably the most surprising team. And they play tonight. Now we'll see if Anthony Edwards plays. That's obviously a big deal for the point spread. But Minnesota-Washington tonight, kind of a fascinating game. Do you think either of those two teams who have had some hot stretches, do you think either of those two teams' successes are sustainable?
I think we're starting to see the Wizards come back down a little bit. Like most notably, their offense, I think, is in real trouble because its numbers are kind of boosted up by its schedule. They face the 24th ranked offensive strength of schedule over at a site called dunksandthrees.com that I can't recommend enough, dunksandthrees.com. It gives you like the adjusted schedule. So basically you get to find out like, have they played good offenses or good defenses and how have they done relative to those? And the Wizards offense is basically plummeting. I love the Wolves tonight. I've been on the Wolves consistently this season. The defense is real. They are playing with intensity and physicality. The offense is starting to pick it up. They're top 10 in offense and defensive efficiency in the past 2 weeks. They've really gotten it together. I think they're still undervalued by the market. I think in large part because of their preseason evaluations, which don't factor in this different style they're playing under Chris Finch. Love the Wolves tonight. I bet the Wolves will be a play-in team. I bet the over on their win total is my biggest bet of the year. Loving where the Wolves are at, and I like them tonight as well.
Matt, we love having you on the show. We really appreciate it. Fantastic stuff, as always. Want everyone to check out Matt's work, Action Network app, actionnetwork.com, Buckets Podcast, and on Twitter at HP Basketball. My friend, stay well. Good luck on the bets tonight, coming up this week, and we will talk to you down the road here, hopefully soon, on You Better You Bet.
Talk soon, guys.
Our pal Matt Moore joining us on You Better You Bet. So great stuff from Matt. My big takeaway is, because I'm extremely selfish, I also like the Wolves tonight.
Oh, really? That's interesting. Yeah, I haven't seen an update on Edwards. I don't kind of.
Well, my notation is Wolves if Edwards plays, and he has a non-COVID illness, so hopefully he plays. And I also have a thought on what he said about the Nuggets, which I will give out on the Power Hour bet that I like for that game.
A lot of thoughts, a lot of bets.
Yeah, a lot of thoughts and a lot of bets. We renamed the show that. Come on, thoughts and bets. Brian Baldinger up next with thoughts and bets on the NFL.